Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
We see the news that teen vaping's on the rise, but teens see something else. Internet videos that talk up fun flavors and downplay the dangers of nicotine. How can parents talk so kids will listen? Use facts. One, nicotine can rewire teens' brains. Two, it can make kids more anxious. Three, changes to the brain can be permanent. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
Well, good afternoon. We had a mixed day for the livestock futures. The February live cattle were 65 higher at 143.55. April's up 17 at 147.07. June's up 25 cents at 142.37. There was some cash trade at 142 up in the north in Nebraska, which we were looking for 141 to 142 this week. So right in line with where the market needs to be, or was expected to be, I guess I should say. So that kind of surprising, though. We are getting a few more deliveries trickle in against the February live. I think yesterday there were 8 deliveries. So that puts us up to, I think, 30 or 40 total. The oldest date is back in December of 21. So we're not that far off as that contract winds down. Feeder cattle today were sharply lower on the march, down $1.30 at 167.42. Keep in mind that feeder cattle index is quite a bit below the current market. It's 162.71. Still got 40 days out till those two converge. The March feeder is quite a bit above it, so I think that's hurting it a little bit. Also, the price of corn was up today. But March was the weakest contract. April down 25 at 172.30. May's down 27 at 176.65. And August down 12 at 186.52. Those contracts are still on their highs.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
We see the news that teen vaping's on the rise, but teens see something else. Internet videos that talk up fun flavors and downplay the dangers of nicotine. How can parents talk so kids will listen? Use facts. One, nicotine can rewire teens' brains. Two, it can make kids more anxious. Three, changes to the brain can be permanent. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
Well, the grain markets were mixed today. It was in a weird kind of fashion. The wheat was steady at the end of the day. It was lower overnight, then rallied midday. It looked like it was going to make a move to the upside possibly. But then right at the very end, got weaker and closed steady on the day. That put July Kansas City at 8.11, up a half a cent. Chicago wheat was down about a penny. Beans were the strongest one by far today, up 34 cents, which put March at 35.5 higher at 15.86. The corn was anywhere from 5 to 8 higher, with the March corn up 7 3/4 at 6.45 3/4. December 5.92 3/4, up 3. All eyes are still focused on what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. Mixed reports. I don't know what's accurate, but one saying they're pulling back, one saying they're adding to. So the market's still watching both of those. We do have planting season around the corner here, and I think people are trying to gear up. There's this talk that the farmer will switch to soybeans over corn. But I don't think that's necessarily true. We've still got some time to make that decision. They say that 2.3 is the average difference between the November beans, which are currently $14.55, and December corn, which is $5.92. That puts that spread at about 2.45, which does favor beans.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.